Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and 3Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, September the 10th, and you have found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please, step inside, make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes and let me guide you on a journey through time to explore the early days of one of America's more intriguing record labels, Cameo Records. We'll be traveling back in time to the vibrant musical landscape of the early 1920s, a time when Cameo Records was making its mark on the industry. Founded in 1922, Cameo became known for its affordable records and diverse catalog. From jazz tunes to dance tunes, from ballads to novelty songs, Cameo captured the sounds of an era in rapid transition. We'll be exploring Cameo's impact through three recordings from 1922 and 1923. Each will serve as a stepping stone in our journey through Cameo's early days, showcasing the label's knack for spotting trends and delivering what the public craved. So imagine, it's 1922 in New York City. The streets are alive with the sounds of a booming metropolis, and the music industry is about to witness the birth of Cameo Records, founded by Henry Watterson, George Bainan, and Samuel Krauss. Now, what made Cameo stand out in the crowded field of record labels at the time was its price. While the giants and the well-known names, such as Victor and Columbia, were selling 10-inch records for a dollar, and remember that each record only had one song on each side, Cameo came in with a revolutionary 50-cent price tag. Half the price, but still good quality. Cameo's strategy wasn't just about being cheap. They were quick, too. When a new hit song took the city by storm, Cameo would have their version on shelves faster than many of the others. It was this nimbleness that allowed them to stay on top of musical trends, giving people what they wanted, when they wanted it, and for the price that they wanted it. Our first song of the day is one named Farewell Blues, recorded by the Dixie Daisies in 1923. The Dixie Daisies aren't a household name today, but they're a good example of the kind of band Cameo was recording in the early 20s. They were part of the burgeoning jazz scene, playing hot new music that was taking the country by storm. The song was written by Leon Rapolo and Paul Mares, two members of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. These two were at the front of bringing New Orleans jazz sound to a wider audience, particularly in Chicago. Now, what's interesting is how this fits into Cameo's strategy. Cameo was still relatively new in 1923, having been formed just the year before, and they were making a name for themselves by offering those 50-cent records. Setting you back 50 cents will let you save the other 50 cents for, hopefully, another Cameo record. This meant that younger music fans, the ones that were most excited about jazz, could afford to buy more. Cameo was essentially democratizing access to the latest music trends. So let's give Farewell Blues a listen, and as you listen to it, try to imagine what it must have been like for a young music fan in 1923 to be able to actually listen to this in the house instead of the dance hall. And that was Farewell Blues by the Dixie Daisies in 1923. It's recordings like that that helped establish Cameo's reputation. They might not have had the big-name artists that Victor and Columbia could afford, but they were putting out solid jazz at an affordable price. Before we move on to our next Cameo gem, let's talk about a bit about what keeps the show running, and that is Skeleton Brew Coffee. The same blind skeleton that brings you Three Tune Tuesday is also behind Skeleton Brew Coffee. Skeleton Brew Coffee isn't just about giving you a morning boost, though it's very good at that. It's about delivering a cup of coffee that's very fresh and much fresher than you could get in the grocery store. We don't roast beans until you place your order. I can guarantee you that the beans that you get from Skeleton Brew are definitely fresher than anything you would find off the shelf. We have 6 different roasts, ranging from light to dark, and now that we're in the fall season, we will soon be having our fall blends as well. It'll be really tasty and really awesome. There's a 6-bean espresso blend for those who like their coffee with a kick, and if you're looking for something with an extra kick above that, we've got a double caffeine morning blend that'll get you moving. And we don't just support Skeleton Brew and Blind Skeleton with this coffee. We support the arts too. 10% of all of our proceeds go to nonprofit arts organization. So when you're buying Skeleton Brew coffee, you're not just keeping us spinning, but you're keeping the arts alive as well. And to give you an extra incentive to give it a try, use the code TUNE10, that is spelled TUNE10, at checkout, and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. So head on over to Skeleton Brew at https://skeletonbrew.coffee and take a look at what we've got. I'm sure if you're a coffee drinker, there's bound to be something that will keep you going as well. Our second song today is Hot Lips, recorded in 1922 by Jazz Bows Carolina Serenaders. Jazz Bows were another one of those bands that Cameo recorded in the early 20s that were part of the growing jazz scene. They played the kind of music that was getting people out into the dance halls and dance floors across America. Hot Lips was written by Henry Busey, along with Henry Lang and Lou Davis. Busey was a trumpet player who made a name for himself with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. He had a distinctive style of playing that became known as the Busey Rhythm, which you'll hear in this recording. This song is a great example of how Cameo was tapping into the jazz and dance music craze of the early 20s. They weren't just following trends, they were helping to spread them. By recording bands like Jazz Bows Carolina Serenaders, Cameo was making this exciting new music available to a much wider audience. And remember, Cameo was selling these records for just 50 cents. This meant that people who might not have been able to afford the more expensive labels could still bring home the latest dance tunes. Thank you. And that was Hot Lips by Jazzbo's Carolina Serenaders in 1922. Recordings like this show how Cameo was right in the thick of the jazz revolution of the early 1920s. They might not have had the biggest names, but they were definitely delivering the sound that people wanted to hear. Before we get to our last song of the day, let's talk about Blind Skeleton itself. Over at our primary website, blindskeleton.one, every Wednesday we publish a blog post that goes deeper into the songs that we are playing here on 3Tune Tuesday. This week, this Wednesday, we're dropping a blog post that goes into the deep history of Cameo Records. It's a companion piece to today's show, filling in some of the gaps, providing some more context, and, of course, sharing some more music as well. And on Friday, we're kicking off a new blog series, The Evolution and History of Photography. If you're into vintage tech or vintage photography, or just curious about how we got to where we are today, go ahead and check it out. We'll be starting the series off with the daguerreotype photography that was the first method of photography that became well known. And if you don't want to miss any of this content, please do sign up for our mailing list. You can find the sign-up at blindskeleton.one. And as a bonus, when you join, you'll get a free gift from us, the Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee. We did put this together with Skeleton Brew in mind, and it's packed with interesting facts about the history of coffee and brewing methods, and how it all relates to the vintage entertainment that we love here at 3Tune Tuesday. Our final song today is Born and Bred in Brooklyn, Over the Bridge, recorded in 1923 by Bob Herring's Velvet Tone Orchestra. Bob Herring was a prolific bandleader and arranger in the 1920s and 30s. His Velvet Tone Orchestra was known for its smooth, polished sound, which was perfect for this type of dance music that was still popular across America. The song was written by George Cohan, a name that might be familiar to some of you. He was a giant in American theater in the early 20th century. He was a playwright, composer, lyricist, actor, and producer, a true jack of all trades in the entertainment world, and wrote songs such as Over There and Give My Regards to Broadway. Born and Bred in Brooklyn is a great example of the kind of popular song that was capturing the public's imagination in the 1920s. It's a love letter to Brooklyn, celebrating the borough's unique charm and character. What's interesting about this recording is how it shows the diversity of Cameo's catalog. We've heard hot jazz and dance tunes, and now we're listening to a more polished orchestral sound. Cameo was not just focused on one type of music. They really were trying to capture a wide range of popular styles to meet growing demand from their audience. So whether you are into the latest jazz or smooth dance music or just popular songs from Broadway, Cameo was there to record it and spread it and share it, and all at that affordable 50-cent price point. So now as we give this one a listen, think about how the music represents a different side of the 1920s music scene, one that's perhaps a little more polished and theatrical. ¶¶ And that brings us to the end of our musical journey through the early days of Cameo Records. We've covered a lot of ground today, from hot jazz to smooth dance to popular songs. In just a short time from its founding in 1922 through 1923, Cameo had made a significant impact on the music industry. They found a niche by offering affordable records at just 50 cents each, making the latest music trends accessible to a wider audience. What stands out about Cameo is their diversity. They weren't just focused on one style or genre. They captured the full spectrum of popular music in the early 1920s. From the Dixie Daisies' energetic jazz to Bob Herring's polished orchestra, Cameo was there to record it all. Now remember, if you're interested in learning more about Cameo Records, don't forget to check out our blog post that drops tomorrow. We'll be diving deeper into the label's history, sharing some additional tunes that didn't make it into today's show, and exploring how Cameo continued to shape the sound of American music in the years that followed. And that brings us to the end of this week's show. Thank you for listening and spending some time with me to listen to some of these classical tunes. I am, as always, your host, Bonaparte, bidding you a good day from my digital cottage in the sprawling digital countryside. Remember, in the whirlwind of the modern world, there's always a place here by the fire where the music plays on, timeless and true. Until next Tuesday, keep those old records spinning and your ears open to the musical magic of the past. Good night, and may your dreams be filled with the sweet sounds of yesteryear.